From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Damage estimated at $150,000 after a fire at a home on the 4100 block of Walnut Drive Monday night. Community members driving past the home noticed flames coming from the roof, pulled over, called 911, and alerted residents of the home by knocking on the front door. Aided by those efforts, residents were able to get out okay. After gaining control of the fire, authorities at the scene also partnered with the Red Cross to make sure residents of the home have alternative housing until reentry into the home is possible. No word on a cause. The Curry County Sheriff's Office took part in a three-day joint operation throughout the county Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of last week, along with several officers from additional law enforcement agencies. Focus of the joint operation, bring into compliance all non-compliant sex offenders in Curry County, and also to look for those who have valid warrants out for their arrest. To date, Curry County has 165 total offenders, and out of those, there are 42 that are non-compliant, meaning they've not kept up their required registration, moved out of state, deported, or a few presumed deceased, among other reasons. During the joint sweep, there were 153 compliance checks, 42 were unable to be located, 93 had verified addresses, 18 bad addresses. Enforcement action was taken 6 times, 2 were arrested, and 2 were released with warnings. During the sweep, law enforcement was able to get 12 offenders back into compliance. Congressman Jared Huffman, who chairs the Water, Oceans, and Wildlife Subcommittee, introducing the National Sea Grant College Program Amendments Act of 2019. It's legislation to reauthorize the National Sea Grant College Program through 2025. Says Huffman, the Sea Grant Program is key to effective science-based management of America's waters and coasts, which supports our coastal communities and the nation's economy and promotes sustainable coastal ecosystems. May 1st marking the start of Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, warmer weather leading to more motorcycles on the road, and emphasizing the need for all drivers to share the road. During May, the California Highway Patrol and California Office of Traffic Safety will work together to promote roadway safety for motorcycles through education and awareness projects. Motorcyclist deaths occurred 28 times more frequently than fatalities in other vehicles, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration in a study of 2016 crash data. In 2018, California saw close to 17,000 collisions involving motorcycles. Of those, 460 victims were killed. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.